Thank you. All right. Thanks. Now I'm not nervous at all. So there's only two reasons why I'm up here tonight. Number one, you know when you go up to a cliff and you like look over and your heart starts beating? I started doing that when I saw the very first storyteller. And so I was like, there's adrenaline there. I got to just try this. So I just decided to put my name on. Well, the second reason is I had 2/3 of a gin and tonic. And which, it's not a lot, but I'm like 2 weeks into keto, if anyone knows what that is. So I am like super lightheaded. If I pass out, it's not really the nerves, it's the keto. It's, anyways. So it was a gin and soda, because tonic has carbs. But so, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm from California. We do weird stuff. I've been vegan for a while. When I was growing up, my parents did something called the vitamin K diet, where it was like this liquid vitamin K. Everything was a diet, and it's just what you do in California. So I've been on the East Coast a long time now, and I thought I would try this out. My family, we live in the suburbs, actually. We're urbanites, my wife and I, but we started having kids. So we have 3 kids, and we live in the suburbs, and my oldest is 12. I figured it was finally time to start showing him what life's like outside of the suburbs. So we brought him here tonight. The youngest member of the crowd, probably. So thank you. Stand up. No, just joking. Someone else has to feel this. So I was a little nervous coming up here. And then I said, could I go home a little? I can't stay till 11 because he's got school tomorrow. And she said, just put your email down so we can mail the video to you. And I was like, what? They're videotaping this? So that didn't help. So thanks a lot. Oh, just audio. Okay, awesome. Because I'm only 2 weeks into keto. So, let me get to the story, because I promised to be brief. I'm getting there. Okay, so the story is a short story. It's a story about, so before I had 3 kids, I had 2, and then I had 1 before that. I'm practicing my storytelling. Everyone up here is like a professional, so I feel like I got to do some storytelling stuff. So anyways, before that, I was married to my wife, and it's been 16 years. We're married 16 years. But before that, thank you, we were dating. And before that, we were on our like first date or second date. And early in our relationship, the story starts, early in our relationship. I didn't know that was funny, but... so early in our relationship, my wife's pretty much perfect, but she has some thank you. She has some... You know, she has one, I think, flaw, and it's not her flaw, it's genetic. She has a terrible, terrible nut allergy. Like, anaphylactic, can die, like, real bad nut allergy. But when you're 19, you don't even know what that is if you don't have one. And you're trying to impress your girl. You take her out to a restaurant, and you're in California. She's from New York. I don't know if they back in the early 90s, they might not have done the crunchy, like, California greens and put nuts in everything in New York, but... Everything has nuts in California. So we're out on a date because she's visiting my house or whatever in California in Berkeley. And, I got my grandma's Volvo. She let me borrow the Volvo so I could drive around. And there's no GPS back then. Anyway, so I'm kind of talking, and we're still, like, you know, pretty new into this relationship. And she's really not talking a whole lot. And I'm driving. And I'm like, isn't this pretty? And we're looking around. And I feel like I'm doing all the talking. I look over at her. And she just doesn't look well. And she's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, what's wrong? And she's like, well, no, it's okay. Just keep talking. Is there a drugstore anywhere around here? And I was trying to impress her. So we were in kind of a new part of town, and I didn't know where I was. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why are you talking so funny? She's like, walnuts. The chicken salad out here has walnuts. And so her throat's closing, and if I didn't leave a puddle here, I almost left a puddle on the floor of the Volvo, my grandma's car, because I became very upset. I went through, like, I don't know what the stages are. I'm not, like, into the mental health field, and I know there's stages of things and stuff, but I don't know. It wasn't the stages of grief. I know that's one of the main ones. But this was, like, the stages of utter fear. And I don't know if anyone help me out if I'm getting it wrong, but the first stage, I guess, because I felt it was worry and fear and what's going and wonder, and I've never seen this, and what's going on, and why is your face all red, and all this stuff. The next stage for better or for worse, but I think it's for better, was actual anger. And I was like, and this was probably our first fight, actually. I was like, why didn't you tell me, you know, 30, 20 minutes ago that you ate a nut? And she was like, I don't know. I was just trying to be polite. And she's like, she's sucking for air at this point. And she's like, I think we should probably go to the hospital. And I'm like, oh, shit. I have no idea where the hospital is. There's no iPhones. There's no GPS. And so back then, as you all probably know, it's just there was an H on a metal sign. You're lucky if you found it. If you're like within a mile or two, you see an H on a sign. So luckily, there was one. And I the only cool thing was I was like, fuck the traffic laws. I was like, red light, you know, look, go. And I was going all over the place. But she started getting worse and worse. She's still here, so the ending's happy, just so you know. I already told you the ending, 3 kids, the whole thing. So it all worked out. But so at some point, she goes, I can't breathe anymore. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't breathe anymore? Like, it's hard to breathe. She's like, no, it was hard to breathe. It wasn't even that good. It was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to take another breath. thank you. That's what I was saying. And like, I don't know if I knew it yet or not, but I love this woman. That would have sucked. Her dad's from the Bronx. Not good. You know, it was a big deal. Just, I don't even know if you even like asked his permission to come out for a trip. It was just kind of like, you know, she's from New York. She kind of just did what she wanted to do. And so I was like totally petrified. Well, no, I said I was beyond that. I started getting angry and I started to yell at her and I started to scream actually at her. And I was like, I don't want to, you know, give you like post-traumatic. That's one of the things. But I was like, I like started cursing and I was like, fucking breathe, you know. I watched a lot of ER back then. And I didn't hit her chest or anything, but I was like screaming at the top of my lungs. I was like, you're going to make it. Breathe. And the good thing is she started to get really upset and she started to cry because I was yelling at her. And I think she got a little squirt of adrenaline because she really got worked up and it kind of stayed open just long enough. And I saw the damn H and the other H, and I got myself to the ER, and we got to the hospital. They rushed her in. You know, they put an IV. They didn't mess around with all the Benadryl and stuff. They went right for the IV, and they pumped her full of adrenaline. And you know, thank God she was okay instantaneously. It was kind of amazing. I was actually transfixed by the monitors. I was watching her. It was like, you know, 52, 50, 118, 162, 183. And I was like, Mel, look at your heart. Like, this is crazy. And it was just like, you know, and she started looking alive and everything was good. So that's the story. The ending, I guess, is I'm very grateful that you lived and you know, fighting's not always bad because that was the first and probably the best fight we ever had, at least in terms of the outcome. That was 23 years ago. I ended up going into emergency medicine, so now I'm still kind of fixated by what these things can do. I actually learned, you know, probably, you know, 10, 12 years later when I was in the middle of training and stuff that you don't put adrenaline in the IV. You put it in the muscle. So that was a little wrong what they did there, but that's when you're coding, not when you're having an anaphylactic. But anyways, it worked. She was 19. Her heart, you know, did okay. And then the moral of the story, I guess, is I carry EpiPens in my cars. I forgot to mention the only other flaw of my beautiful wife is that she has an insane needle phobia. So that flaw actually works out in my favor because I put needles in people now and she's afraid of them and I carry them now. And if she ever doesn't tell me about a reaction right after it happens, I just remind her how much fun I would have giving her an epi injection. And that scares her enough to like let me know. And we've never had to do that again, thank God. So that's my story. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.